The United Kingdom and the world is remembering the life of Queen Elizabeth II, who has died. Live from London, this is a special edition of Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Stephen Ryan. It's Misha Stefano Ryan in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Queen Elizabeth died yesterday at the age of 96. Her reign of 70 years was the longest in British history. Flowers have been laid at the gates of Buckingham Palace near the BBC studios in central London. Mourners have also gathered outside the Queen's other residences, including Windsor Castle to the west of London.
It's just a sad day for us all. And we've all known just one Queen. She's the person we've always looked up to. Somehow.
I've never been a royalist, so I don't know why I've been so affected by it. I realised just how important she was, you know, for the stability, and she handles things really well. And I think, you know, Charles will follow in her footsteps.
She's just a wonderful person, and she pledged her life to this country, and she led in this country with great reverence and duty and respect and honour, and I just don't know if there'll be another like her.
The new British monarch, King Charles, is returning to London with his wife, Camilla. They had remained overnight at Balmoral Castle in Scotland, where the Queen died. With details of what happens next, here's the BBC's Johnny Diamond.
The first day of the reign of King Charles III has begun. A day of mourning and reflection for the late Queen. A day of long-planned ceremony. And a day when the new monarch takes his place within the machinery of state. The King will travel with the Queen Consort to London. Bells will ring out from Windsor and across the nation in remembrance of the 96 years of the late Queen's life. The Prime Minister will have an audience with His Majesty later in the day. In the evening, he will address the nation.
Checking the numbers now, sterling jumped as much as 1% against the dollar this morning in a volatile week when the pound sterling hit a 35-year low. Britain saw a new Prime Minister and Queen Elizabeth died. London's FTSE 100 is up 1.6%. European benchmarks are up in the 1.4% to 2% range, with banks extending gains after the ECB's large interest rates hike yesterday to try and tackle soaring inflation. Around the world, leaders and businesses have been sharing messages of condolence with Queen Elizabeth's family. Here in London, Buckingham Palace says a period of royal mourning will be observed from now until 7 days after the Queen's funeral, the date of which will be confirmed later. Many businesses in the UK are also changing their plans for the coming days, as the BBC's Theo Leggett explains.
There's been an immediate impact. Businesses are responding independently to that. And the biggest impact we've seen so far is to sporting events. All horse racing, that's the Queen's favourite sport, all horse racing today has been cancelled. It will probably be cancelled over the weekend as well. The second day of the PGA Golf Championship, play's been called off. The Tour of Britain cycle race, all remaining stages of that have been cancelled. We don't actually yet know what the English Premier League, the major football soccer championship, is going to do, but it is reported this morning that those events will be cancelled as well.
And we've even seen the cancellation of some planned industrial action.
Quite a lot of it, actually, yes. As you may know, Britain is undergoing a wave of industrial action at the moment because of pressures on the cost of living, high inflation, workers want more money, and there are disputes going on between workers and the companies that employ them. But it's clearly not seen as appropriate to hold stoppages and cause disruption at a time of national mourning. And so, for example, today there was meant to be a postal strike. That was called off very, very quickly. There are a number of transport strikes that had been scheduled during the rest of September. Those have already been called off as well.
The BBC's Theo Leggett. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
After 70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth II had become an intrinsic part of everyday life in the UK. Citizens are accustomed to seeing her portrait, profile and coat of arms on letters, in loose change and on cereal boxes. So what will be different now? The BBC's Kevin Peachey has that story.
29 billion coins and 4.5 billion banknotes are in circulation in Britain carrying the image of Queen Elizabeth II. They can still be used, but gradually, over the course of many years, will be replaced with new notes and coins carrying an image of King Charles III. On British coins, a convention goes back to the last King Charles, broken only by Edward VIII, in which each monarch faces the opposite way to their predecessor. That will see King Charles face to the left. The Queen's portrait on the design of coins was updated 5 times during her 70-year reign, We don't yet know what the new King's portrait will look like on coins and Bank of England banknotes. In London, I'm the BBC's Kevin Peachey for Marketplace.
Queen Elizabeth witnessed many of the enormous political changes of the 20th and 21st centuries, including the development of the Commonwealth. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse looks now at her role on the world stage.
When the Queen came to the throne in 1952, the Commonwealth was a fledgling organisation, a tentative collection of mostly former colonies emerging out of the decline of the British Empire. It never became a major force on the world stage, but it did grow into a stable and diverse group of more than 50 members. The Queen's astute leadership and flexibility were credited with holding the Commonwealth together when competing geopolitical pressures threatened at times to pull it apart. She helped steer the Commonwealth through tense negotiations in the 1980s over the imposition of sanctions against the apartheid regime in South Africa. Sir Sonny Ramphal, the former Secretary-General of the Commonwealth, remembers how the Queen helped persuade her own Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, of the case for sanctions.
The Queen was known to be sympathetic to the African cause. Not to any specific strategy or action, but in a general sense, she understood that the time had come for the ways in South Africa to end.
The Queen was a titular head of state, but what she lacked in executive power, she made up for with an unrivalled front-seat view of Britain's role in world events since 1950. Her first Prime Minister was Winston Churchill. She advised a dozen subsequent leaders on international crises from Suez to 9/11 and helped steer the country through periods of great change, including Britain's entry into what would become the European Union and, more than four decades later, the negotiations for its departure. And for that experience, other world leaders accorded her respect.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse there. You can follow continuing coverage of Queen Elizabeth's legacy online at bbc.com/news and here on Marketplace. Our producers this week are Elizabeth Hodson and Nisha Patel. Our editor is Sarah Hawkins. Victoria's back on Monday. For now, in London, I'm Stephen Ryan. It's Mrs. Stefana Ryan with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.